Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Hans Rasmussen, CEO for Eagle Crest Explorations. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and our ticker symbol is EEL. Thanks for joining us today, Hans.
Thanks for having me.
Great. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of Eagle Crest for some of our listeners here that are new to your story.
Absolutely. Well, we're kind of a reinvented 15-year-old company. We've got a brand new management team and building a technical team with a new focus on Colombia and discovery of gold resources in Colombia. And that's really what you're going to see in all of our news coming up. We're just working on completing a little over $6 million financing, and most of those funds will be going towards exploration in the prolific portion of Colombia called the Cauca Belt near Medellin.
Right, great. So talk about the recent high-grade gold on the first pass sampling there.
Right. We picked up a property position. August, we signed the definitive agreement this year. And as part of the program to evaluate that property, we started doing some initial work in the area and found a couple of areas with gold. The latest announcement happens to be where some miners have been working without our knowledge on some veins, and those tend to run pretty high grade. The samples we collected were 8 grams. For those guys to make money, they've got to be probably over 5 grams per ton. We don't know the extent of that area, apart from the fact we do know there's lots of other veins in the area to sample. This kind of a style of a deposit can grow with time and can end up being a resource with time. Our primary focus is more on the other area, which had a little bit lower grade in our news release, but tends to indicate a larger size potential. So that if we found something, it would have larger tonnages and a bit lower grade. Our target grade would be about a 1 gram per ton system in this belt, and typically these systems can be 2 to 20 million ounces in overall resource size.
Certainly, and oh, please go ahead.
I was just going to mention that those two areas are almost 20 kilometers apart. It doesn't appear that way in the news release because we couldn't go into too much detail, but it is a huge area we've acquired there. It's almost 200 square kilometers.
Right, exactly. Thanks for the detail. And so obviously, now talk a little bit about the other San Simon you have in Bolivia project. You recently completed the initial 43-101.
Right. The San Simon project in Bolivia has been with the company since 1994, and it's a mature project. We're working on other parts of the property that are drill-ready that we basically are looking for joint venture partners to come and work the property for us. We've put a lot of energy and money into the program, into the project over the past years, and the market just doesn't follow us, and they won't fund any work that we do there. We've got a lot of interest because it is a gold-rich property. So what you're going to see coming from news flow there is hopefully we'll find the direct venture partner to work the property for us and start drilling as soon as possible in 2011. And we'll have a retained interest moving forward, but not spend any of our own money on that.
Certainly, and so obviously, gold right now is an all-time high. So, can you talk to us a little bit about some of the trends right now in your sector and how well positioned you believe Eagle Crest is to capitalize on them?
Yeah, gold is going in the direction I had hoped it would go back in 2004 when I left Rio Tinto and joined the junior business. This is exactly what we wanted to see, and I think it'll continue to go higher. In fact, I think we're going to see two next couple of years. So the sector itself is doing very well. You still see some reluctance of risk to come into the sector. Risk capital went away, as you know, if you're in New York, in 2008. And now it's just starting to come back in our sector. As I mentioned early in the interview, we're raising a little over $6 million. I've been working very hard to raise money for the last 2 years, and finally there's cash on the street, and we're able to raise this money. So we're seeing a real transition, and this is literally since August this year, in the sector to people who have cash coming back in and investing in junior stocks. This is what I was hoping we would see, and I think it's going to continue to ramp up into 2011 as gold goes higher, and you'll see that in the volumes on the junior stock indexes and ETFs. Certainly you've seen the venture reach all-time highs and finally catch up where it was in early 2008. So that's what I foresee. I foresee that the boom will continue. The only discoveries that are going to be made by juniors because they're very well funded and they have the exploration people on their staff that used to work for the major companies like myself. And the funding will continue to come into our sector as more and more risk capital comes back onto into the playing field here.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of like the Wall Street effect. All the people that used to have work for the higher end firms or not working for the kind of the smaller boutique shops, and so a lot of them are benefiting from that experience.
Yeah. And exactly.
So what would you say, what else would you say, Hans, makes the company unique from some of the competitors and some of the players in your sector?
What makes us unique is that we've put together a management team and a property position in Colombia that we have experience in discovering these types of deposits. I've been involved with three major discoveries in my career, the largest being the Peñasquito project, which is 17 million ounces of gold in central Mexico. And this, with this management team and this property position, we're in a part of Colombia that really hasn't had modern exploration for 50 years, but there's evidence of gold everywhere. So I think what you're going to see out of us once we start our program in 2011 is you're going to start seeing more and more sample results like we just announced, and then drilling results mid-2011, and moving forward, hopefully those will translate to resources. The other people to watch in our belt, first of all, check out our website because some of our maps are posted to see some of our competitors, but some of the competitors around us like Sunward Resources and Bellhaven Resources and Seafield Resources are all drilling and finding good results. So we'll be catching up with them, and you'll see news flow from us that hopefully will be similar to theirs in terms of drill results and sample results.
Certainly, and perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Hans, and talk a little bit about the strength of the management team over at EEL.
Sure. Yeah, I've been in the business since 1984 and focused really on gold quite a bit of the time and more than half of my time in Latin America. I'm very bullish on Colombia because of my experience in Latin America. Worked initially for Newmont in North America and then Rio Tinto all over the Americas. And Rio Tinto even put me in, head down in Argentina for 3 years where I was country manager of Argentina and Bolivia. So my Spanish definitely improved there. I got 12 years experience with Rio Tinto when I left them in 2004 to join the junior business. And that was a good time to leave. 2004 was the largest finance cycle in the junior space. Any time in history. So we were just starting the whole junior game in 2004, and here we are in almost 2011, getting another breath of wind into the sector. But my experience has largely been geology, geophysics, and in both North and South America. The rest of the team, if you go to our website, we have bios of the team, have experience up and down the Andes Mountains in South America, with discoveries from Chile up to Ecuador. And all those guys are going to come together now and early in the next year and start designing the exploration program with this funding in our cash register so we can start moving forward quickly.
Right. And so what are some of the other goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish over the course of the next year?
Right. Initially, we've got to do just basic exploration. Airborne magnetics is a key component to the program because gold in this part of the world in Colombia is associated with magnetite. And then once we've done that, we'll do geochemistry and geologic mapping, and then drilling mid-year, and just keep following the drill program. In the current budget, I have 15,000 meters of drilling planned, so quite a large program. And we've got quite an extensive property position to explore on. I'm also looking at some new acquisitions in Colombia in that same belt that have some drill results, and I'll have those. I'll have more information on those early in the new year as I get a chance to evaluate those.
Well, good. And so, when it comes to investors in the financial community, Hans, do you believe that the Eagle Crest Exploration's limited story, your message, and ultimately the company's upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by investors and the financial community?
Yeah, we're going to work to make our story a lot better known. I feel like we aren't very well known at this point because we didn't get much traction throughout 2010 in the market. I'll be starting a new marketing push. A lot of our new investors are coming from the brokerage houses here in Vancouver, and they're going to help me with the outreach program for Eagle Crest to get the word out on Colombia. When you compare our market cap to our competitors in Colombia, we're one of the lowest valued market caps in Colombia. And if you look at some of the other stories like Ventana, Continental Gold, and even Seafield Resources, for example, the market caps on those companies have skyrocketed. So we're going to be chasing those into the new year as we get results, I think. So basically, you're going to see a whole new Eagle Crest come January as we start pushing forward with our outreach program and get our information out to the public.
Well, great. And so once again, joining us today is Hans Rasmussen, CEO for Eagle Crest Explorations Limited. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is EEL. That's EEL on the TSX Venture, as well as over-the-counter ticker symbol ECRTF. And for some of our international listeners, it also trades on the Frankfurt Exchange. Ticker symbol is EAT, and is currently trading at 37 cents a share. Before we conclude, Hans, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe that investors should consider Eagle Crest as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, you're investing in a company that has rebuilt itself in the last year, and the property we've picked up is in a very strategic position in a prolific belt in Colombia. We have almost no work on the property to date, so that what you're going to see moving forward is the fruits of our experience basically finding gold, and I think it's not nowhere but upwards from here in terms of discovery in this underexplored belt in Colombia, which has good discoveries around us and nearby, but no work done on our property. And then we got in the backstop, we've got the Bolivian property where a joint venture partner is going to take the risk for us and work that property for us.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Hans, and update our investors on Eagle Crest Explorations.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.